on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. It does not matter what station you are listening to us on, from Flagstaff to Green Valley, Tucson, Phoenix, Sedona, Prescott in between. The one universal number to call in is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the broadcast. I am Romy. Jennifer's behind the glass along with Gary D running the board. Rosie's doing a little bit of his own staycation this weekend with some of his buddies down in southern Arizona out exploring the fields. It's a beautiful mountain country in southern Arizona, and they're enjoying a little bit of this wonderful fall weather that we're getting and experiencing. Blue skies out today. Great opportunity to get something done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You have guests coming in for the holidays. You have projects you need to finish. Need a little help, little direction, little question, or maybe an excuse to put it off. Hey, I can help you with that too. 1-888-767-4348. We also have texting during the broadcast only, 411-923. Or if you need to send us a picture, you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And we can pull up the picture here and take a look at it and browse through it and see how we can help direct you to whatever it is you're trying to get done. Maybe you're trying to figure out what kind of texture or drywall that is, or what to call something in particular so you know what to look for when you're at the local hardware store. Best we can. If we don't have the answers, that's what Rosie on the House Contractor Referral Network is for. We've got a screening process that we go, that anyone that of our certified partners has to go through. Their background check, they've got to have a drug policy, a drug-free policy for their employees. There is a minimum standard of 5 years in business locally. Arizona is much different than any other state. We want to make sure it's somebody that can establish and maintain and knows local construction before coming on the network. And something new in the last 3 years, every new member of Rosie on the House that comes through now is screened by a third party. It's called the Guild Quality. It's designed specifically for surveying clients of contractors. It's designed for the industry so they know what to ask for, and it's verified. So when the contractor completes it, they turn the customer's information over to the Guild Quality. It's not sold, and it's only used for the survey, but that they need to provide that information to the Guild Quality, because then the Guild Quality assigns a number to that job for that specific homeowner. There may be a case where over a 10-year period of time, you have the same contractor back 3 or 4 times, plumbing, electrical, things that tend to break and we need work done on. So each job and specifically gets a code. That way it's verified that when the homeowner returns the survey, the code matches that job and they know what specifically they're surveying. So it's verified. It's a legitimate feedback. A lot of these other quote review sites, there's no validation on there. There's no guarantee. You just look. Google search articles about contractors complaining about these review sites that, they're people and names they've never even heard of. And it's just people out there, competition, trying to give them a bad name. And, then you've got to pay the review site to have these removed or hidden and the legitimate good ones moved up. None of that at Rosie on the House. It's all done by a third party where it's a validated true homeowner that the job's has been completed for. So we've got that additional layer of protection in our screening. So if we don't know the answer, we've got 150 partners in our certified statewide contractor network that we rely on for real-time, accurate, industry, trade-related information. So one more way that we ensure you're getting the best of the best when you need a certified contractor showing up at your home. Some good news out of Builder Magazine. Actually, I've got 4 or 5 articles I printed off of Builder.com this week. There was a lot of good news, but first-time home buying surges in Q3.
That's interesting. Is that typically the time new homes?
No.
It's usually more like right after school's out or something.
And this is first-time home buying. I millennials. Maybe parents are finally kicking their 30-year-olds out. But it's up 6%. That's the highest level since 2000.
That's great news.
Almost an 18-year high. So great news for the building industry, great news for jobs, great news for local.
Do you know what goes with that really well? Have you already mentioned the Homezada?
No, I haven't.
But we just visited with Margie yesterday in the office, and she had just bought a house and heard about the Homezada and said how awesome that is if you get into the Homezada right when you buy your home, because then you put all your records right there on one little app, do your inventory, record your contractors, and then it's great for you to have. You can access it wherever you are, even at work or whatever. And then if you're going to, later on down the road, you sell it, you just give them all the information wrapped up neatly in this little package. And wouldn't that be great when you bought a home to know who had done work, who to call again, you know, how long it was warrantied, when all, just so much good information in one spot. So those, we got to get those new buyers to sign on to Homezada.
You go to rosieonthehouse.com and click login. It'll take you right to the Homezada login portal. You can also click Homeowner Resources and click on the Homezada digital home management icon and learn more about it there. We had one of the co-founders in studio last week. We put all his segments together for one nice podcast, and you can listen to it. And we're releasing this in conjunction with our 2018 home maintenance calendar. So when you start your Homezada premium account, you have all these suggested predetermined to-dos. Well, it's a very generic to-do. A lot of it doesn't apply to Arizona building. Our home maintenance calendar does. So you can get this free calendar delivered. You just go to, while you're at rosieonthehouse.com, click on calendar and request one to be sent to you, and it'll be shipped right to your home. And then as you're listening to Rosie on the House and each month you're covering your to-dos, you can start tailoring either your occurrence, single occurrence, or reoccurring to-dos to your individual living home. So when you're talking about maintaining your home, this will send you weekly emails. Hey, here's your to-dos that you haven't completed yet. You can complete it. You can assign it to different tasks, to different people inside the home. And this is just the tip of the iceberg for what this, the power that this can do. And when we look at what's coming and what's behind it and what's being developed, I mean, it's...
And just to be clear, it's a portal.
It's
going to
change the housing industry.
Yeah. So you would go onto the website, you would sign up for an account. There's a level that's free. That includes inventory of your home. To me, that would actually, I would pay for that. You know, you inventory it and keep it right there.
The free part's the one you'd want to pay for the most.
How many inventories have I started and not completed? Or then it gets outdated. But you can use your, go around the house, you download that app then to go with that portal, and you can get it all in one place.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and just type in Homezada to the search or click login, and it'll take you right to it. It's, when I saw it, components of it we had been, in theory, developing for a number of years. And when we came across this and we looked at it and saw that, you know, instead of trying to find the developers to do this for us, these guys had a mirrored vision and were already doing the developing. So we got together, we went and met them up at Lodi, California, and started a working relationship, and we're really happy to release this with our home maintenance calendar. It's, you know, if you want to automate your home maintenance, there's not a more powerful tool.
Let me say too, we have not shipped the calendars yet, so don't panic if you don't have yours. When do you think they'll be in the mail, Realms?
I don't know. I've got a email here from Sheldon Wade I haven't read yet that says that'll have an update for me. But
okay,
I would think
we'll start shipping.
End of the week.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Well, don't call yet. Don't get nervous.
If you've already requested it, we got it.
We got you.
So, and it's something that is even going to change, too. We've already started working on 2019, and it's going to be, you know, our first one, because we weren't sure how it was going to be received from our audience, we made it very statewide relevant. And in the short time we've been putting this together, we have received so many requests that it's very realistic that next year it'll be broken into regions or counties or cities, and it'll be narrowed down to whatever elevation you live in and your local surroundings. But right now it's applicable completely statewide, and it's completely free to our listening audience. just go to rosieonthehouse.com and select the calendar and let us know where you want it mailed, and we'll send it. And then you can come back, and there will be a digital copy per month that's up, and certain elements of it will be online as well. But having one where you look at where you're paying your bills, something to remind you daily, hey, I've got to do this, or this project's still pending. It's a great application that, you know, it doesn't require you to log on now. So it's both ways it'll be available. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U if you'd like to join the conversation. We were talking earlier in the 7 o'clock hour about events, and if you had something you wanted listed, you could just email it to Rosie on the House. We do have a selection process on what events we may or may not select, but we got one already within 10 minutes. The Tonto National Monument sent us a request. They've got a luminary event coming up next weekend, so we'll get that one posted. That looks like a lot of fun. If you're not familiar, the Tonto National Monument, that's I think that's the natural bridge outside of
Payson. I was going to say, is that the bridge?
Yeah. I've printed off the press release. I haven't run out to the newsroom to grab it to review it yet, but that was exciting to see. I mean, we love being able to connect Arizonans or even transplants to the state, to our local communities.
If you haven't been there for a while, they have done a lot of improvements at that site. It's really great.